My husband could play them things. Uh-huh. French harp. Now they call them, they don't call them French harps. Harmonicas or something like that.
Uh-huh.
It's a different name, but it's the same thing now.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
What would something that children play on go up?
I know what that is, too. But now I'm blank again. I know. I played them myself. Seahorse. See? Mm-hmm. What? What?
Did you
ever
hear seesaw?
Seesaw, that was it. It uh-huh. just at the end of my tongue, but I couldn't see it.
Uh-huh.
That's what
so
it was.
If you saw some children playing on that, you'd say they were...
You'd say they were seesawing.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Did you ever see people take a board and fix it down at both ends and children would jump on it in the middle, you know? Did you ever hear about that?
Yeah. They jump in the middle.
Mm-hmm. And have it fixed down at both ends and it'd be limber, you know, so they could jump on it in the middle.
Seemed like I have, and I don't know about that.
Did you ever hear of a javelin board?
A javelin?
Mm-hmm. Javelin board.
I don't know.
Uh-huh. What about something you take a board and fix it down the middle and spin around?
Oh, I've seen that too now. It goes round.
Uh-huh.
Or at these fairs they call them. If I could think.
Did you ever hear Flying Jenny or Riding Horse?
Yeah, and then, but these other things.
Merry-go-rounds. Uh-huh. What about the merry-go-round that you'd make yourself, though, just using a board?
Well, that's what you're talking about now, ain't it? That's what you're talking about. And I can't remember that name, but that's what you're talking about.
Did you ever hear Whirligig or a Riding Horse or Flying Jenny?
Yeah.
What's?
Flying Jenny.
Uh-huh.
I have forgot more than I ever know.
What about, well, say you could take a long rope and tie it to a tree limb and put a seat on it.
Swing.
Uh-huh. And you'd sharpen a straight razor using a leather.
Yeah, you have your hone and you strap it. Then you have a piece of leather bit that you strap it on.
Uh-huh. What do you call that piece of leather? You call that razor?
Razor strap.
Uh-huh.
My daddy used them all the time.
And something you sharpen a little knife on.
That's your stone, what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm.
What kind of stone?
Well, we always call them stone. That's all I know.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear whetstone or whetstone?
Yeah. That's right. The whetstone.
Uh-huh.
I know all that, but the name, and it's been so long since I've
uh-huh.
Yep, that's
what
right.
What about something big that you turn around and you sharpen an axe on or something?
Now that's something else that's left, and I know as well as I know I'm sitting in this chair.
Did you ever hear grind?
Grindstone.
Uh-huh.
That's what it is, the grindstone. I know it's grindstone. Mm-hmm.
And say if someone had just built a boat and they were fixing to put it in the water for the first time, you'd say they were going to, they're ready to what the boat?
They're going to put, for the first time, it ain't for the second time, it's just for the first time.
Then. Yeah, well, they're fixing to put it in, you said they're fixing to...
To put it in the water.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they fix it to put it in there, then, in the water, to see where it is.
What different kinds of boats did people used to have?
Now, do you mean the old steamboats? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, just the little boats.
Oh, the little boats, what you're talking about. Tub boats. No, it ain't tub boats. It's the little boats is, I've rode in them things, too, but I ain't going to do it no more, I don't think.
You didn't like it?
Made me sick the last time I got in. Oh, sick with no name.